Bishop Olubowale said leaders needed to bring about sanity across the sectors of economy in order to put Nigeria on the pedestal of meaningful growth.
If we communicate good goals, agenda, laid down tasks, Nigerians are ready to follow.
Bishop Olubowale maintained that leaders could only achieve meaningful development through commitment and fear of God. He noted that Nigeria was presently experiencing serious challenges due to lack of positive agenda, trust, and set goals for the people to live and enjoy a meaningful life. Bishop Olubowale observed that many leaders lacked confidence in their followers, while the people also lost hope in their leaders and national development.
Confidence in God, not in self. Confidence in each other as we live mutually in this nation. That is what is missing now. Many don't have confidence in this nation. We don't have trust in our leaders.
The Bishop of Ekiti Anglican Diocese urged leaders to have confidence in God and shun all negative tendencies that could further affect the state of things across the country, saying that many citizens were suffering due to economic hardship. In a tribute, the Ondo State Governor, Arakunrin Oluwarotimi Akeredolu, who spoke on behalf of the Southwest Governors, described Senator Ayo Fasomi as an epitome of humility and a leader to the core.
Jubilant to celebrate a man who led a remarkable life. We must recognize his loss as monumental at this crucial moment in our country.
Arakunrin Akeredolu said that Senator Fasomi did not only impact on the people in his hometown, but contributed meaningfully to the Yoruba race in particular and national development in general. Dignitaries at the program, including Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who was represented, and the Oniye of Iyekiti, Oba Oni Adeleye, extolled the virtues of the late Senator Fasomi and urged leaders to emulate the selfless service of the late Nigerian leader. From Iye Ekiti, Oriola Afolabi, Radio Nigeria.